Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Contemplation is the key towards progress and advancement. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the Most High, the Most Exalted, who has gifted human beings intellects and who has encouraged them to take the path of contemplation. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُونِي يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, and fear me, O you of understanding. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُم مِّن بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبَصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. And Allah has extracted you from the wombs of your mothers, not knowing a thing, and He's made for you hearing and vision and intellect. As this verse points out, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted to people an intellect and a consciousness, and they possess thereby full understanding, having been gifted the faculty of hearing through ears and seeing through eyes. In this manner, they have been gifted the faculty of being able to engage in self-reflection and contemplation, wherein they can try to understand things as they truly are, understand things through their reflective insight. This insight can be engaged in different fields and disciplines. First and foremost amongst such fields is the use of such contemplative insight to be employed in reflecting on the meanings of the Quran. This so that the human being can act upon its meanings and draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereby. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And we reveal to you the message, that you may make clear to the people what was sent down to them, and that they might give thought. In similar manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged us to contemplate upon the various things He has facilitated for us in the earth from His blessings. This so that we can benefit from its fruits and its produce, and draw nearer to its Creator in gratitude and thankfulness. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي مَدَّ الْأَرْضَ وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَأَنْهَارًا وَمِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ جَعَلَ فِيهَا زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ يُغْشِي اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And it is He who spread the earth and placed therein firmly set mountains and rivers. And from all of the fruits He made therein two mates. He causes the night to cover the day. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who give thought. Brothers and sisters, in addition to the various fields by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called us to contemplate, one of the most important of this field is the very creation of the human being himself, and the wider cosmos in which the human being is made to manifest, and the cosmos through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests His omnipotent power. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبَصِرُونَ. And contemplate the signs in yourself, then will you not see? Elsewhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبَلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Then do they not look at the camels and how they are created? Or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ. Do they not see the birds above them with wings outspread and sometimes folded in? So, contemplation establishes certainty in the greatness of our Creator. And it does so in a way that strengthens the faith, such that the believers are able to repeat with their tongues and with their hearts, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ. Our Lord, you did not create this aimlessly. So to engage the contemplative faculty is the means of bringing light to our hearts and our faith. And this is why many of the Sahaba are reported to have said, light of the faith is contemplation. The light of faith is contemplation. Indeed, brothers and sisters, the way of such deep contemplation is a way of light. It's a way of bringing about creativity. It's the way of bringing about the path of inventions through which constant discoveries are made. It is the way of an embodied and deep spirituality. And this is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the noble Quran has urged us to take this path when he says, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. In that are signs for a people who contemplate. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the people who contemplate. May He make us of those who engage deeply with our hearts and those who contemplate on ourselves and the cosmos so we can draw nearer to Him by coming to understand who we really are and who He really is. And that is not something difficult for Allah. I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for me and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.